This is Focus on EMU, a time during the halftime of Eastern Michigan University football where we introduce you to some of the great things happening in and around our campus community. And got a notification this week. By the way, I'm Patrick Campion from WEMU, and got a great email this week about an exciting development here on campus, and that is the creation of a program of study and a laboratory devoted to virtual reality. And I think a lot of people have heard about VR, and we brought in the expert from campus, Professor Tanbor. Welcome.
Thank you.
And wanted to have you come in today to tell us, tell us a little bit about the project and why you're excited to be doing this at Eastern.
Fantastic. In fact, this project is stemming from my 17 years experience in industry. So I spent, after earning my doctorate from the University of Iowa, I really joined the industry and I was involved heavily in product development. And I was championing several initiatives in the industry about using virtual reality for rapid prototyping. So this is a little bit ahead of even the technology of rapid prototyping. And the nice thing about utilizing this technology is, and bringing it on campus, it will give our graduates an edge over other institutions because they will be able to introduce utilizing virtual prototyping for their product design and development.
So let's talk about that for a moment. It sounds like what you're describing is, and I'm going to oversimplify this, but I throw on my goggles and I have something I can manipulate with my hands, and what I'm seeing and interacting with is a new piece of equipment, like a transmission for a car or something like that. And in real time, I can make changes and adjust things and then put it in some sort of testing environment to see if the changes I'm making are making an impact. And I can do all that without having to pour metal or do any machining or pulling parts together. I'm assuming the goal is to really save a lot of time and resources devoted to that type of prototyping.
Absolutely, you are right on that, and I think the main key is that the fact that the virtual reality technology that we succeeded in infusing within our curriculum as well as for our research in the School of Engineering and the College of Technology is the fact that it is an immersive virtual reality environment. So once the designer or the developer or the student brought in their VR-ready content, they can become part of the scene itself, so they can heavily interact beyond the life size of the product that they are reviewing.
So you mentioned curriculum and research, so this is obviously something you'll be teaching directly to students, but do you have plans, too, to move this forward with grant-based projects or other projects here at the university that could turn into something that we see out in the world?
In fact, we already made progress in that area because we also succeeded in attracting a $50,000 generous grant from Ford Company Fund, and that was utilized to add more equipment and more sophistication to our immersive virtual reality.
So, and I assume companies like Ford, this would be very attractive to them because it will simplify the prototyping process, speed it up, but also likely make it much less expensive for them in the long run, and maybe even produce better results over time because they can put something through a lot of different virtual testing environments very, very quickly that they wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
Absolutely. And I think part of the fund, the generous fund from Ford Company Fund, is the fact that we have to demo the utilization of the virtual reality for community service, and we were able to partner with the Huron Valley Ambulance Organization, which serves several counties surrounding Washtenaw here. So, and the project was to build a virtual compartment for the patients of their ambulances. And we demoed that for them. Their educational division visited.
Oh, good, for training purposes.
Yeah, for training. And now they are considering using our virtual reality technology to build training applications for their paramedics training on accident scenes.
Oh, that's sort of wonderful. And it gives them that real-world hands-on experience that usually you only get by going to the scene of an accident, but now they can practice and simulate things in a lab and hopefully have better paramedics and emergency responders as a result.
Absolutely. So we were able to kind of like demo the VR technology to do two services for the community. The first one is to train the paramedics and the first responders, but also the other one is to allow them to reconfigure the patient compartment given their user experience. So we were able to manipulate and reconfigure that and for them and give them a design ability. So when they go to the manufacturers of their own ambulances, they can give their wish list in a more visual.
Build a better ambulance.
Much visualized and great. Much better explicitly visualized fashion.
Well, Dr. Tambor, thank you so much for bringing this opportunity to Eastern Michigan University. It sounds like great future possibilities here. I know we're all excited about the developments, too, with the new lab space that will be coming to SIL, which I'm assuming you'll have a hand in here as we move forward. But and also, thanks for bringing more grant research opportunities to the university. I know it's something that we've been working on really hard to improve, and this is the perfect future-focused project to start doing those types of work.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Thanks, sir. Go Eagles!